This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. It's easy to think the debate over carbon pipelines and transmission lines is unique to Iowa, but it's not just an Iowa issue. It's a rural America issue that even our neighbors to the south are living through as well. We'll hear more coming up right after this.
Your local radio station keeps you connected to your community. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network provides ag-focused programming to keep your farm business running strong. Together, we bring you the latest markets, weather updates, and policy news. Whether we're in the field or in meeting halls, our team is always out and about gathering the news that's important to you. Powered by Iowa Agriculture, trusted by Iowa farmers. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
While in Kansas City for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, we had a chance to hear from Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins, and he says the pressure facing landowners today is unlike anything previous generations have experienced as the nation races to expand power generation and transmission. Hawkins talks about some of the discussions he's had with Iowa Farm Bureau leadership.
You know, we've actually, during my tenure, met several times to talk about key issues affecting our states, our respective members, and property rights is always a part of that conversation. Property rights have been foundational to who we are as Farm Bureau since our founding. You know, the issue really is front and center today, in large part to this fundamental transformation of power generation and transmission in this country. Now, mind you, I know in Iowa, lots of talk about carbon pipelines, but we're both also talking about transmission. You look at the explosion of data centers and just this huge rise in the need for electricity across the country, and that's leading to what people project will be a sevenfold increase in the need for transmission. If you pause for a moment and you think about the infrastructure we have today, in large part, it's been built on the backs of farmers and landowners for decades.
Hawkins says that the demand for electricity is only increasing, and the new transmission corridors required to support it put farmers and rural landowners directly in the path of these projects. He notes that while the need for energy security is real, so is the need to protect the people who are being asked to carry the burden.
It is mind-boggling, and it puts farmers and landowners right in the crosshairs for more energy projects. And I think within Farm Bureau, what we are trying to do is thread the policy conversation needle by saying we can have energy security in this country and we can also respect private property rights. And farmers and landowners, by the nature of being needed for housing infrastructure, should be respected and their voices elevated in these conversations. And that's what I know is happening in Iowa and it's happening in Missouri.
And just like us in Iowa, Missouri is facing those issues head on. The Grain Belt Express transmission proposal has turned into a decade-long fight over eminent domain, compensation, and how much say landowners have when private companies want to run infrastructure through their fields.
Merchant transmission line was proposed to run from western Kansas to transport wind energy to the Indiana line, and then ultimately to get it to the lucrative East Coast, where there's this insatiable demand for green energy, right, in New York City, Boston, other areas. And unfortunately, from that conversation starting in Missouri, you know, farmers and landowners, our land was just looked at as pass-through country for them to run their project all for their private gain. And it took them in Missouri not one, not two, but finally three attempts to get approval from our respective public service commission to ultimately get condemnation and eminent domain authority that opened the door for them to condemn property.
Iowa farmers have echoed many of these same concerns over other projects as well. Hawkins says the question is the same across all of rural America. How do we balance the need for stronger energy grids while respecting property rights? I'm Dustin Huffman.